Hello everyone, and welcome to the Weebly Pixels podcast. I'm your host T.
And I'm your co-host B.
And we have been given the massive opportunity to host a podcast for Weebly Pixels, which is a website dedicated to gamer news from PlayStation to PC to Xbox and everything in between.
It's incredible, and if you're looking for any news on upcoming games or any news within the gaming industry, you can go to www.weeblypixels.com. Is it com?
Yes, it is .com. You have got it correct. On today's topic, we are going to be talking about game delays, our opinions about game delays, when games should be delayed, and why some games aren't delayed but really need to be delayed. But first, we have some news. We have some upcoming games, and we have a little bit of a Final Fantasy trading card, which I never actually knew Final Fantasy done trading cards.
I didn't either.
Although I'm quite new to the whole trading card game. All I knew about trading cards was Pokemon and Digimon, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Actually. But it seems like everyone now has their own kind of like trading card.
Seems like it.
But before all that, I thought that we would just get to know your host and your co-host. So Viv, how long have you been playing games?
I am a very new gamer. I started watching games be played on a PS4 about 6 years ago. But last year, and I would like dabble a little bit, but last summer, basically a year ago at this point, I got my own Xbox. So since then, I've been playing games fully on my own. So that's really only within like the past year have I been consistently playing games on my own.
Wait, a whole year? Oh, have you had a little birthday party?
A whole year. Not yet.
You haven't put like a little hat on and got a little balloon for your Xbox and put it on the controller so it floats?
Oh, no. Put a little bow on my Xbox.
That'd be cute. Have you ever done like podcasts or anything before?
I haven't before.
Because I know that we spoke about doing a podcast, but we never actually got to start it because COVID happened.
Yes. I feel like I've done some planning in the podcast realm, but I haven't actually like sat down and done a podcast before.
It's nerve-wracking, right?
Yes.
A little bit nerve-wracking.
But I am excited with this one too, because I'm so new to the gaming world. I love just like the information, like, oh, what's new? Because I'm excited about new games, and especially if it's something that I'm interested in, or kind of the, like, oh, this game was a Sony exclusive, but now it's going to PC, and I just am excited for all kinds of new games and new opportunities for everyone.
So like Days Gone and Horizon Zero Dawn, that went to PC.
So did
Death Stranding. One which I'm really surprised that has never gone to PC yet is actually Bloodborne.
Oh, that's true.
Like, I know that there's been rumors, there's been so many rumors for years of, hey, Bloodborne's coming on PC. Hey, look, Bloodborne's on PC. And then, like, people have made actual Steam pages about Bloodborne being on PC, and it's got me really excited because I'd never had the opportunity to play Bloodborne until recently.
Yes, I do think that, and we can definitely talk about that whole, because that's a whole thing. So that could be a whole other episode. But I do think that there's some hope for PC gamers or anyone without a
PlayStation,
PS4, PS5, whatever, to have some previous exclusives added to the PC.
I mean, see, I know that when they done Days Gone, added onto the PC, they actually added extra content just for the PC. Like the challenge maps and all of the, like, there's like some semi-DLC stuff which only got added on for PC. So it's like, it's exciting to think of that. We could get older games coming onto the PC with newer content.
That is exciting. Yeah, so like I said, with this podcast, I'm really excited just to have those discussions and like find out what kind of new gaming opportunities everyone's going to be able to have.
Yeah,
I mean, how long have you been playing games?
Oh, I've been a gamer pretty much all my life. As soon as I was old enough, I guess, to pick up a controller, I was picking up a controller and I was playing games. I love it. I love escaping into all sorts of different worlds. And I mean, I'm a massive achievement hunter. So that's like something which I haven't done it for a while because I've been getting trophies. So I've been like kind of cheating on the Xbox a little bit. But I'm a massive achievement hunter and I just love it. Like any type of gamer which you can just jump in, you know, escape reality for a couple of hours and just get down to the nitty-gritty of that game's story.
So what's your achievement score on your Xbox?
Last time I checked, it was like 287,000. I know, I need to hit the big 300,000.
And then you're also a streamer. How long have you been streaming for?
I've been streaming for 2 years. I say recently. It was back in March we celebrated... April. Back in April we celebrated our 2-year anniversary of streaming. And I haven't looked back since then. Since I clicked the live button, it was just been like, boop, live, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. So what drew you to both gaming and streaming?
I think like... Well, with like games, it's like it was a way of like because I grew up in a small village where there was nothing really to do. Like, as soon as you went outside and started doing stuff, old people would complain at you because you're apparently being like troublemakers. And a lot of the people I didn't really get on with like growing up. So I stuck to myself and I stuck to my games. And the love of like playing Pokemon, like, I mean, me and the friends who I did have, we would sit out, like, one summer we sat out and played the Pokemon games just outside on the grass playing Pokemon, just having conversations, eating food out there, and just having, like, a fantastic summer. And that was, like, one of the most amazing summer times for me.
That's cute.
And then with streaming, it was something which I'd done a couple of years ago, and then I stopped, and then I started a whole new channel and started like coming back, and like I say, yeah, like I haven't looked back since then. It's been an incredible journey of like meeting such an amazing and wholesome group of people.
Great. So have you ever done a podcast before?
No. I've wanted to, and like I've had like... I don't know, like I've wanted to, and I've had like the thoughts and the feelings around doing a podcast. And then when I saw that Weebly Pixels was looking for a host, I was like, you know what? I'm going to shoot my shot. And here we are.
Here we are. So what are you most looking forward to come out of this podcast?
Just to share like news with everyone. I would love to, because I know that we've got some interviews coming up, and I would love to get interviewing more and more like devs and companies and like just other streamers, and just really like get Weebly Pixels name out there and let everyone know that there's a place where you can come to, you know, like, because I know that a lot of people go to like say Game Rant, and they go to say like Screen Rant and and IGN, and just, you know, let people know that there's another place out there which has really informative news, and it's built by gamers and streamers for gamers and streamers.
That's great, yeah.
Like, because I know that...
And even...
No, go on.
Well, even, you know, new people, so people such as myself who maybe haven't yet gotten into the gaming sphere or would like to branch out into it, or, you know, are baby gamers. And it's great to like, it's a great hub of information for those types of people as well, to see like, hey, I know nothing, let me come on here and just take it all in.
Yeah, I mean, because they even, you know, because there's a game called Monster Train, which it was out on Xbox. I still haven't played it yet. It's a game which I want to play, but I'm not sure about playing it. But then they've recently done an article on it of that, because it's actually being launched on the Switch now. So now there's people, you know, who probably have heard of the game, but they have a Switch and they're like, oh, now I can't play it. But if you go onto the Weebly Pixel website, boom, there's an article which will tell you, hey, you can now play this game. But then speaking of, because I know that earlier we was on about games which, you know, like we said about PlayStation games, which have now come out onto the PC, however, and we had said about there's games which not everyone has got to experience. A game which I've never really got to experience because it's never been around for the console which I normally play, which is Xbox, is Story of Seasons, which is now making its way onto PlayStation and Xbox in the fall of 2021.
And for anyone who doesn't know, can you explain because it's a renamed thing, right? Story of Seasons used to be called something else.
It used to be called Harvest Moon, and then I'm not sure whether it got taken over by another company or whether they just decided to switch the name up, but Harvest Moon died out and it became Story of Seasons. Because if you've ever played a Harvest Moon game and a Story of Seasons game, you will see that the animation is fairly similar. How you go about like the farming and the town and like the relationships which you can build, it is really similar. So it's like Story of Seasons is the success story to Harvest Moon, which then we all know then the success story of Story of Seasons / Harvest Moon is Stardew Valley.
Oh, okay, that's really cool.
Obviously, Stardew Valley is completely different in that aspect, like because they're nothing to do with Story of Seasons or Harvest Moon. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's interesting that now we're going to potentially get, I mean, like, because it says, you know, Xbox in the fall of 2021 and, like, you know, PlayStation. So it's like there's a potential that we are going to be able, like, people who has never been able to play this game is now going to have the chance to play Story of Seasons.
So what was it on before?
I think it was mainly on Nintendo because it's a Nintendo like base game, like because Harvest Moon. Okay. I mean, I know that there was some PlayStation Harvest Moon games, like PS3 had a Harvest Moon. I think PS2 had a Harvest Moon, but it's solely mainly been like Nintendo.
So that's huge that a Nintendo game is coming to Xbox.
Yeah, and PlayStation, because I know that they've always done semi like. Workings before, like where there'd be some, because there's been recently a load of like Nintendo games got stuck on Xbox, but it's none like, you know, ones which we know of, you know, like Animal Crossing or Mario. It was like all the old ones from like the SNES and the Super Nintendo. I think that is the SNES. I always get them mixed up whether or not it's SNES or Super Nintendo. But then also know that
go ahead.
I also know that Story of Seasons is like, it's one of the first games, like, as I know of, like, or Harvest Moon was one of the first games in its time to introduce you to marrying of the same sex, like where you could romance the same sex.
But well, that's exciting that Story of Seasons, a Nintendo game, is coming to Xbox. I know recently. You had talked to someone who had played Harvest Moon and was kind of hoping for like a revive. So this could be that for anyone who enjoyed Harvest Moon or Story of Seasons. It's now coming to Xbox and PlayStation, so you can be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, it only says fall of 2021, so you're looking at probably October/November. Depending on how you see fall as, because I see fall as like September, October, November.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that there's other people who see, you know, fall as like, say, August, September, October. I don't know.
I'm sure as we get more news and maybe a date, we can
keep
everyone updated in the future.
Yes, we will definitely keep people updated inside the future. Some sad news about, because we're going off from story seasons, sad news is Monster Harvest, which I know you're looking forward to a lot.
Yeah.
It's now been delayed again.
But this one isn't too bad. I know that before, they've been delaying it all year. I think originally it was set to release like June/July, and then that got pushed to beginning of August, and now it's August 31st. So assuming that there are no more delays, that's still not too bad.
No, yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, the developers did write a statement as to, you know, for their delay, and they did say, "Delays are awful and we are sorry to let down our friends and fans. Yet we want to make sure we dispatch Monster Harvest in the best shape possible so that our whole community will enjoy it. We realize how important it is to ensure high quality support for as many regions as possible right from launch day, even if that means having to push back our release date by just over a month. We are shipping the game by August the 19th with no further days, and it'll be worth it when we show what we have in store for you." But then that was updated on the 8th of June, but then I know they've now pushed it back to the 31st of August.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, it shows, though, that, I mean, yes, it's a little, like, oh, that it's being delayed again. But these devs are really putting the time in to make sure that this game is perfect. Like, they really want their audience to be able to enjoy a full experience of the game. And I think these delays are reasonable, you know, because they've only been a couple months or a month pushed. So, you know, if this means that they're going to release a really great full experience game, then sure, like, I'll take the delays.
I mean, it shows that they care about their product and they care about their audience and the, you know, and the consumers who are going to be buying their game. Because, mm-hmm. you know, because they see it and plus, like, more so with this delay, because they are making sure that it can go on every single region rather than just, hey, America can get it, or Japan can get it, Europe can get it. They're now making sure that, you know, no, actually, everyone deserves to play this game on launch day.
Yeah, but I know that there have been some game delays that didn't work out so much the game's favor.
I mean game delays potentially can either make the game more popular and more like hyped up, or it can ruin the game, and that'll be it'll be like nobody really hears of it and it's just like kind of shoved to the back of the line because everyone's excited for. I mean, I know that Elex that got delayed and that game was one of the most hyped games. I don't actually know when it actually came out, because I was hyped for it when I first heard of it, and then it got delayed, and then other stuff came out, so that took priority over Elex. So Elex then decided, well, Elex didn't decide, but kind of had the choice chosen for them that their game is actually back of the line for like a lot of people who was looking forward to playing it.
And a big one in the last year was Cyberpunk.
Ooh, you really want to speak about Cyberpunk?
I think we have to. We're talking about game delays, and that's
kind of like
the biggest,
kind of like the elephant in the room, though. Whenever you like mention game delays, and everyone's like, "Ooh, Cyberpunk." No, yeah, Cyberpunk is another story. I don't know what happened. It's a surprise because it's coming from, I mean, like, obviously it's not the devs themselves, you know, the people who actually work on the game, who actually want to release the game, it's not them. And like a lot of people, because I know that me and one of our like friends and people inside our community, Mr. Snowblower, like, we have a lot of conversations about Cyberpunk and where it went wrong, and it's not the devs' fault, like, because a lot of people blame the devs, you know, a lot of people tweet at the devs, send them death threats, send them this, send them that, and it's like, you got to think of that, the devs are working, they're working for someone, you know, like, above them, so it's like with any company, you know, like, say, if you go shopping or something, and then you buy a product which then doesn't match what it says it was meant to match. So you go back and you don't scream at the person who made the product or at the higher end people who were selling the product. You scream and you shout at the shop assistant who sold you the product.
Oh, we don't. But there are Karens of the world yell at the person at the counter, which I think is what a lot of people did with Cyberpunk. They became the Karens and just shouting at the devs, blaming the devs when it's the execs, right?
Yeah. It was the executive people who pushed for the release. Because we know that it got delayed multiple times, and then it got found out that the trailer, which everyone first saw, actually wasn't real. It was faked. Which the devs were saying, hey, we shouldn't be doing this, but executive people were like, nah, let's do this. But, like, it just goes to show that even the devs, you know, like, can be on... It's like with Sonic, the film Sonic. Sorry to jump into Sonic, but it's like with the film Sonic, the artist who made, who originally drew, not originally drew, but who drew Sonic for the film, had this, you know, like said, this is how Sonic should, you know, should look like. Then the producers and whatnot said, nah, this is our Sonic. And they come up with this awful idea of Sonic, which then they showed it off to the world and everyone was like, that ain't Sonic. What is that? So then they then went back to the person who then drew Sonic, and then they had to delay the film because they had to redraw in and, you know, like reanimate and like redo all the scenes with Sonic inside it to make Sonic look like Sonic.
I guess it kind of goes the same way with Cyberpunk, where it's like, you know, you can't scream at the devs, you can't be angry at the devs. They were doing their best, they knew their timelines, and yet
I mean,
were pushed
you
unreasonably
think you,
by the
You had a lot of these devs who were working on crunch numbers. So they were working, like, their normal shifts, and then... Because crunch, isn't it, like, crunch is where you work stupid amount of overtime in a short space of time. Because you're, like, you're crunching to get whatever product it is finished and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you think of that, like, you have the devs, like... who are saying to their fans and stuff, hey, this game's coming out, you know, like, look out for this. And then you then have the, you know, the producers and, like, the higher up, the executive people, not producers, I'm thinking of films, but the executive people then saying other stuff, which then the devs are like, oh, I don't know, because this isn't ready. Because I played Cyberpunk on the actual release date. And it was, like, within 5 minutes, it was glitchy, it was framey. I know that it's not for everyone, you know, because, like, a lot of people said that it ran really smooth. But then a lot of people, like me, had so many issues with it. I mean, like, literally one of the first people who I actually saw, like, NPC in the game was drinking a drink, but he weren't actually drinking a drink. He was just putting his fist in his mouth.
And you really gave it a fair try. Like, you were playing it for a couple of days. And it's, like, that wasn't even... I mean, those couple of days, you were just playing, exploring before you even got to, like, the opening scene.
Yeah,
right. That says, like, Cyberpunk. And then, like, once you got into the, like, actual story, it just got progressively... The quality got progressively worse.
Like, the more I played, the more laggy it got. Like, I couldn't even... It got to a point where I couldn't even get into my car without the game just freezing for, like, 5 minutes. So then... And I'm not going to walk around Night City. Like, yes, you know, like, I love walking inside, like, big open-world games. But a game like that where, in some, like, instances where you need your car... Plus, I want to look at my car, you know, because I just spent, like... 40,000, 50,000 credits on this car. I want to be able to look at my car. But it just got progressively worse, where I couldn't get into my car, or where, like, when I was, like, say, going to go attack, if there was a load of people inside one space, it was just framey. And it's just, I don't know what happened. I don't know what went wrong with Cyberpunk. Like, something really bad happened, and it's surprising coming from a company, you know, who done The Witcher. I mean, The Witcher has problems. Like, people say that Witcher is one of the games which is near perfect with no, you know, like, with no problems, no glitches, no bugs, no anything. But when I played it, I did find a couple of bugs where I fell into this... It's like on this little like war ground area. There's like a road and there's a load of soldiers and there's a puddle. I fell into the puddle when Geralt started swimming and I couldn't get out of this puddle.
People now say that it's nearly perfect, but I think, and it might have been our friend again who said that it wasn't when it came out. It kind of had this cyberpunk issue of, you know, it came out and it was horrible and it took some time, you know, and updates and fixes before it became the near perfect game that people love today.
Yeah, I mean even now though, The Witcher runs like it runs really bad on the Switch because it got released onto the Switch, but it runs terrible. It's not what it looks like on, say, PlayStation and Xbox, and definitely not what it looks like on PC. Like on the Switch, it runs god awful.
I don't know if you can expect The Witcher to run well on a Switch, though.
I mean, to be fair, Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild doesn't really run well on the Switch, so I don't know what we're expecting with Breath of the Wild.
With The Witcher.
Yeah, it's just. Oh wait, did I say Breath of the Wild? So The Witcher.
Yeah.
Of course I did. Why would I not? A game which is
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to finish off with Cyberpunk and say that, you know, I think obviously within the company or space of like creating a game between devs and executives, there's a huge just lack of communication or understanding.
I think that it's communication. I think that it's the devs taking the beta version or a demo or anything like I don't know how they present it to like executives and stuff, but it's them taking it to them and saying, hey, can you look at this or can you play this? Or because I don't know how, you know, like the actual thing of it is whether or not the executives or the higher up people play the game or they see the game in work and they just think, yep, done. But I think it is lack of communication. It has to be some sort of lack of communication between sectors. Because I know that there's a lot of that which happens in jobs. I mean, we've both been inside a job where there is a lack of communication between you, your manager, and the manager's manager. Like, there's like, because I know that for me, there was a massive lack of communication inside a clothing store where the manager, like the regional manager, would say something, but it would almost be as if it got like, I don't know what the game's called. It used to be called Chinese Whispers, but I'm not sure if it's called that anymore. But where then the manager then would like, it would get somehow switched when it goes to the manager, and then they would then give off something completely different to the workers. And then when you do that, they're like, and then the regional manager comes in to inspect and that's like, nope, this is all wrong. You know what I mean?
I just do think that like last year, there was so much going on because the new consoles were releasing. So then a lot of games were pushing to have their game be released with the new console. So I think, you know, Cyberpunk, there was a lot of, like, it was delayed a lot. I know we all joke about it, just delayed, but...
Yeah, but see, with Cyberpunk, though, they can't really have the excuse of last year, because we first heard about Cyberpunk a couple of years ago, and they said that they've been working on it ever since then. So they can't have this excuse of, oh, last year, and oh, we had to get the new consoles ready. Because they still haven't gave the upgraded versions of their game. They're releasing it after DLC. So we're not getting the boosted, you know, like the upgrades to PS5 and Xbox Series X/S until the first lot of DLC and multiplayer has been added into Cyberpunk.
I just think that, you know, everyone to juggle out delays and whatnot, I think Cyberpunk could be a game where it should have been maybe not even announced, just worked on, but delayed until it was fully complete and fully ready to be released. Because they released a not incomplete, but definitely a game with, and I think another game that you've played recently that maybe kind of has the same issue as Demon's
Souls. I mean, like, for me, like, Demon's Souls, it does have a lot of issues. I mean, I know that From Software games can have issues, because look at the state of Dark Souls 1, where they released it, and Blighttown, like, if you play the original, well, not really original, but, like, Xbox 360 version of Dark Souls, Blighttown is an absolute nightmare. Don't even bother exploring Blighttown. Blighttown has a lot of items and a lot of hidden places to go to, and is like a, it is a semi-fun area if you like poison and bugs and mosquitoes and all sorts of chaos.
Oh, who doesn't? Love it.
But do not explore Blighttown on the Xbox 360. Like, I wouldn't even try explore Blighttown on my Xbox Series S or on the PC. I just don't trust Blighttown. I just do not trust Blighttown because of the amount of, like, frames which can really rip apart, like, your dodging or your, say, you know, perfect. I think that's why I haven't even gone for a Deathless run on Dark Souls 1, just because of Blighttown itself is an absolute Mickey take. But then that's the thing with, like, From Software games, like, where you do expect some glitches, and, like, obviously, you know, like, not all games are going to be perfect. But with Cyberpunk, like, yes, the game wasn't perfect, but is that more on the, like, is it Cyberpunk's fault, or is it everyone's fault hyping the game up to the absolute max of what it could be hyped up? And is it us just building our own expectations on what we thought Cyberpunk was going to be? You know, because we all thought it was going to be the big old end all, you know, Cyberpunk's coming out, the game which is going to look amazing, it's going to play absolutely incredible, it's from the people who made The Witcher. And then did we build it up ourselves to be bigger than what it actually is? Because you think of, like, how many people build stuff up. I mean, like, you get, like, when Pokemon releases just a teeny weeny little, a 9-second trailer, everyone builds it up to be like, oh my god, there's new variations, there's new forms, there's a new region, there's new this, that, t'other, Pokemon, everything. You know, so, like, are we as the consumers, are we to blame for games getting delayed? Because the devs and all that, obviously, you know, the ones who really pay attention, they see us all hyping up their game. They see all of the YouTubers, or, you know, like, making, like, a 20-minute video out of a 9-second clip and hyping up or adding stuff in which the devs aren't actually adding in. So are we, you know, like, who is to blame for the whole game delays? Or, like, obviously, like, or not to blame, but are we, you know, like, are we doing it to ourselves, making these games delayed because we are hyping them up? You were sorry.
I think it's... Oh, I said, are we the baddies?
Are we the baddies?
I think it's both, though. Like, obviously, there are people pushing to have this game released to where the devs or anyone working on it are just cramming because they know there's still so much to be done, and yet somebody, some exec, wants this out.
Like, yeah. It's like a deadline.
Then it can be done, basically. But I think also, you know, there is so much hype. Someone made that fake trailer. They're part of the problem. But then also as people, we get into that. And it was just so great. Maybe even after realizing that it wasn't real. And then we kind of become the Karens of yelling at devs.
We are the baddies. We become what we hate.
It's not the devs. And I think there's a huge lack of understanding of, like, that this is not the devs. This isn't on... There's just more factors involved that the Karens on Twitter yelling at devs.
There's definitely, like, a lot more factors, because you type in on YouTube Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. I probably got those names completely wrong. It's probably the other way around. But you type that in on YouTube and you will come across like a thousand videos of what's to come in Pokemon. Oh, new leaks, new this, new that, new Galarian forms. Well, not Galarian, but you know, like new Max Evolutions, new blah blah blah. And there's so many videos, and like, and it's all on Reddit, and it's literally like that has been since the first trailer came out. And it's like it for a lot of games where people will make up their own opinion, and because some of these people are like big, you know, like say influencers or YouTubers and stuff, they get like it's almost as if what they're saying is law, and then a lot of people mm-hmm. follow that. And then when that stuff isn't inside the game, then people then turn to the devs and they're like, you promised us this game is rubbish, why have you like lied to us, boycott this, do that. And it's so then it does put pressure, because I can imagine that you release a trailer and then all these YouTubers then make their own videos on that trailer, and then you get all of these people then tweeting at any post which you put up saying, when's this going to get released, when's this going to happen, when's this going to do this, when's this going to do this. And then just imagine the pressure from the devs, which then the executives then probably say to them, hey, you should add this in, or hey, you know, because they're getting it from their bosses, they're getting it from like themselves, you know, like thinking, oh, this would be great to add in. And then they're getting it from their fan base as well. So it's like, so sometimes like a delay really needs to happen just so they can make sure to add all this quality of like life in. Like Kena Bridge of Spirits, that's been once again delayed by developers because, you know, they're pushing it back another month just to polish out the game and just to like make it like a playable DreamWorks movie. But it's just like, are they pushing it back because they are just trying to polish the game, or are they pushing it back because they're adding some other features into the game? I know that Resident Evil 3, that got a small delay, I believe, and they said it was because they was going to add fast travel in, and because, you know, the map was so big. And then what? You can play through Resident Evil 3 and complete it within like 1 hour, 50 minutes. So it's not that big. I went on an absolute rant there. I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. Speaking of Kena Bridge of Spirits, though, because that is, I think, our last bit of delayed news. When has it been delayed to?
It's now coming out. Well, it was meant to be, well, it was announced back in 2020. And then there was like, and then it was meant to be the first quarter of 2021. Then it got delayed to August, and now it's been pushed back once again, and it's now going to be September the 21st. So it's like it's like a whole month of like pushback, because it was August the 24th, and now it's September the 21st. I know that a lot of people on Twitter on their like post. See, this is another thing which doesn't help the devs and stuff, because the Karens of the world tweet at them and say, you're just scared to release your game because you know that it's not going to do as well because this game has also came out this month. And it's like, you know, some cases, yes, like I know for a fact that Black Ops 4 definitely pushed their game back a week because Red Dead Redemption 2 got released on the same week. So they pushed their, I think they either, it was either they pushed it back a week or they released it a week early because Red Dead Redemption 2 got released. And they knew that if they're going up against Rockstar, they aren't going to stand a chance. Like, no matter how much of a COD fan you was, you would be playing Red Dead Redemption 2 rather than Black Ops 4.
So coming back around, I know we went off on a lot there, but there are two things to note with the delays for upcoming games, and that was Kena Bridge of Spirits, which I don't remember when you said was coming out.
September the 21st.
And then we have Monster Harvest. Which end is of this month, August 31st.
Yes, August 31st. Make sure that you put it on. Is it coming out on? It's coming out everywhere, isn't it? It's not just on Steam.
Yes, it's everywhere.
So it's Xbox as well, because I know it was originally PlayStation and Steam.
Xbox as well. I know that when it was coming out June/July, it was like June for certain things, and then I think PlayStation and Xbox were July. So I don't know if it's releasing everywhere on August 31st, or if there will be a little bit of a delay for Sony and or PlayStation and Xbox.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
So keep a lookout for it. So cute, and I'm excited.
I'm really excited. Fingers crossed it comes out. Too quick of just poof news for you. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order 2 is confirmed, but it's going to be a franchise. So it's going to be... So it's going to be like more than one game. I don't know how they're going to tie in this, in if this is going to be tied into the actual Star Wars universe, or whether this is completely separate, because we don't know much about Fallen Order. Like, I mean, we know that obviously Darth Vader was inside, spoiler alert, Darth Vader was inside the first one, right at the end, but we don't know how that ties in. We don't know that actually the timeline of where this is. I'm guessing it's somewhere between maybe between 3 and 4 or 4 and 6. Obviously 4 and 6 because Vader's in it. So it's somewhere along that timeline.
Honestly, I don't even care about the timeline. I'm just excited to get in there and do some...
shooty bang bangs.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, with some news... Elden Ring, it's official. They have a Steam page, which means
it is live.
It's actually gonna come out soon, January, but soon. To think of that,
go ahead.
It's just to think about, like, we first heard of Elden Ring back in 2019, and obviously it's a game from Software, and everyone who knows me, I really love my From Software games. So to have this actually confirmed with a release date and a Steam page, I'm still waiting for it to come onto the actual Xbox store, because I keep checking every day. It's like a ritual now. Like, I wake up, I get a cup of tea, I check the Xbox store to see if it's been on the coming soon section. So I'm like, that's because I love it. I just want it now. I need it. I need it even more so since... what's his name? One of the people like in charge of I know his name and it's gonna come to me after this, but like basically like one of the higher up people of Microsoft said that he played pretty much 3/4 of the game. Phil Spencer, there you go. I knew that it wasn't Phil Collins, because obviously he's a music person. Yeah, he just sat there playing From Software. Like, he releases a statement saying that he can feel it coming. And then he just starts drumming.
But if anyone else is as excited for Elden Ring, you should definitely check out the Steam page. It has some helpful info, obviously. And then... it
has screenshots and videos as well.
Some really lovely shots of the game that they just add to the...
it just looks
really
beautiful
happening.
And you get a horse for some reason, because it's an actual open world, like, kind of Dark Souls-esque game. So it's not like, you know, like there's, I don't know whether there, I mean, there's never been really a set pattern of what you can do, because Dark Souls, From Software games has always been a series of games where you can just go wherever you want to go, basically, because I ended up in Dark Souls 2 defeating the penultimate boss before I actually done half of the game. And then in Bloodborne, I ended up defeating some things before I done other things.
You would.
I know, it's just me. And then just quickly, I do want to talk about the Final Fantasy, because I...
oh, yes.
I never knew that there was trading cards. Like, imagine, I've missed out on getting a VV trading card. I'm going to have to now search for a VV trading card so as I can have it. Like, Vivi is my favorite
available
character. Well, unfortunately, if you're from... I don't know whether it's everywhere in the world. I know that Japan probably have them. But I don't know if Europe... I don't know whether or not Europe have them. But they are available in North America. It is the... I'm going to say it's completely wrong. The Umpus 14 Crystal Abyss set, which includes more multi-element combinations, which were first introduced in Umpus 12, Crystal Awakening. So there's been, like, literally, what, there's been 15 sets of trading card games of Final Fantasy, and I never knew about it.
We're just finding out. They've done 15 before this, and we're just finding out.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, like I wasn't one on Final Fantasy, like, well, on like trading cards itself. Like Final Fantasy, I love the franchise, but I never knew that they had this. I know that there's probably some people like fake fan, because you know, people aren't allowed to enjoy stuff without. That's another whole matter, by the way. Like, I think that's a definite whole matter, because I will rampage about this one person who said that I wasn't a Doctor Who fan because I didn't have all this merchandise. Like, I was speaking to them about Doctor Who, and I was saying, like, oh, who's your favorite Doctor? And then they was like, oh, the second Doctor. I was like, the second Doctor? And then when I said, like, the second Doctor, they was like, no, David Tennant. I was like, that's not the second Doctor, but okay then. And then they had this massive thing like, yeah, but I've got all this merch. What have you got? I was like, knowledge! That's what I've got.
That is a rant for a whole nother pod.
It really is. I have knowledge. If we're allowed to come back, because we might get fired from rambling. Please don't fire us, Weebly Pixels. Lastly, before we go, though, I would like to say a massive thank you to everyone at Weebly Pixels for giving me and V this massive opportunity to host their podcast, to share our love of games with the world, and I know their love of games with the world as well. Like I say, their website, weeblypixels.com. They have a Twitter page, which is, I'm guessing it's just at Weebly Pixels. Come find out what Weebly Pixels are all about. I promise there is something for everyone on their website and on their Twitter page. They have a Discord as well. I'm sure everything will be linked below or above. I don't know how this works for podcasts, where information goes, but I'm sure it will be everywhere.
Yes, they're really amazing. It was so great for the opportunity to be able to
join their team.
All the gaming information that they're putting out there.
Yeah. So I guess it's just...
Next week...
secrets.
We have...
the secrets.
Our first guest.
Yeah, we do.
We're very excited to interview this person, and we're so excited for you guys to hear from them.
I'm silly excited for next week's interview, and then hopefully the week after that, I'm stupidly excited for that interview, because I have played some of the games which they have been in. So I'm just, excited.
For some upcoming.
Yeah, so there's some sneak peeks of what's happening
next week
in the future.
We'll have a guest.
Yes, next week we will have a guest. We will bring you some more news, some more releases. Hopefully a little bit of sales news. We was meant to do it in this one, but I got too rambly about game delays. It's a habit. It's a gift and a curse. Yeah, right. But I think for this week, the Weebly Pixels podcast is going to be signing off. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening, for sharing or following wherever you are in the world. Thank you very much for being here. We hope that you've enjoyed the first episode of, I guess, the relaunch of the Weebly Pixels podcast.
And this has been T and V, and we'll be back next week.
Bye!
Bye!